AA1RD, AA1RD, KO4NUV, 1RD, AA1RD, KO4NUV, UE, no contact, I'm clear.
AW2T, hello, Chad.
Hey, Rusty, what's going on with you this morning, sir? Did you get your bed straightened out?
Yeah, we got down here, and it turned out not to be as big a deal. It was easier to figure out than needed, so I didn't actually have to do anything except stand around and talk to people, and I got to visit with a lady that I've known for a number of many, many years and hadn't seen in a while. And now I'm just cruising back on 123 through Easley, trying to find me a place to get a little bit of lunch, and then I'm going to get on, head back into Spartanburg.
Yeah, roger that. I'm probably going to have to head down to Piedmont here in a little while. How's the traffic on 85? Is it a mess?
Well, when I was coming down, I'm not on 85 yet. I'm still over here on 123. And, now, it wasn't bad when I was coming down, but later in the day and the closer it gets to this afternoon, like middle of the afternoon, it's probably going to be a pain because Clemson plays at home tonight and they got an 8 o'clock game, so everybody will start showing up sometime in the next hour or so here.
Okay. Well, that might have just changed my plans about going to Piedmont today. I got where I don't know what it is, Rusty. I just can't stand getting on 85 headed towards Anderson. There's a little stretch there, 4 or 5 miles. That's just, I just can't stand it. Sitting on the road and can't move. It drives me crazy.
States much anyway, and I avoid them as much as I can when I can. But that's not always the case. So you have to sometimes put up with them. It's like I could figure out a way to get back to Spartanburg without getting on the interstates, but it runs me back through a lot of different areas I haven't been through in a long while, and instead of an hour ride back to home, then it becomes an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours, depending upon which road I happen to get on, you know.
Yeah, but like I said, I go up to the Asheville VA for my doctor's appointments, and I don't ever recall 26 being a choke point. But the last three times I've been up there, it's one day I sat on 26 for almost an hour, just sitting there. Right in the, Asheville area, so it's starting to really feel the crunch as far as, housing and population and all that coming up.
Well, they're doing all of that construction there, and once you get past the Andersonville exit there, once you get past that, then you start getting into that construction zone, and it's all the way up until you get to 40, I-40, where 26 and 40 intersect, and it's a mess. It's absolutely a mess. A couple of folks that I know that live up there say they try to stay off of 26 any way they can. They'll figure out some other way to get around Asheville instead of going on 26, even if they're headed for 40. They'll find another way to get over there and get on 40 direct without having to go through up on 26. And I can believe it. So it's just what it is, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Of course, now I'm seeing a lot of traffic over here on 123 now, headed into downtown Easley. So I imagine this is people headed towards over that way and then headed towards Clemson. So I've got a feeling it's going to get heavier as the day goes on.
It will, especially with the Clemson game going on. It'll probably bog down 123. What is it, 86? Probably get into and then. 485, but I think I'll digress and just try to make it in Piedmont tomorrow.
Good idea. Probably a good idea, because down that way it's going to be a mess this afternoon. And I'm getting on the outskirts of Easley, so I'm on the way out of town, and I'm heading away from the football game and all that stuff, so I'm out here where the Nissan dealer is and all the car dealers out here on 123, so I'm headed back and going to hit 150. I'm just about to 153, so I'm going to hit 153 and head down that way and maybe find someplace down that way to get some lunch. You take it easy, Chad, and we'll talk to you later. KO4NUE W2T.
KO4NUE. You too, Russ. It's nice talking to you, sir. And you be safe. Have a wonderful week, too, by the way. KO4NUE. Clear.
NUE. KF4NXY.
XY. KO4NUE. Go ahead, Dave. How you doing today, sir?
I'm good, Chad. It sounds like you're doing a whole lot better. Feeling a whole lot better.
Most of my strength back, and back. I've got this horrible dry cough. It's almost like an allergy thing. I cannot get rid of it. It's just, I take a cough drop and keep it under control, but it's just the aggravating. It is so annoying, especially when I'm calling the net or something, because I have to hold back a cough or release the mic or whatever. But I'm just done with this. I'm going on 5 weeks now, and I'm just done with it. I mean, I feel good, but just not exactly back where, you know, I want it to be.
It can have some long-term side effects, and I tell you, that's the one Chinese import I wish we'd have never gotten.
For that, so my dad got it almost 3 years ago. This Christmas will be 3 years, and he's 76, and he's still not. It's just like he lost all his stamina. And turned over the garden to me this year. Dad never, you know, Dad always does the garden. But he won't take control of it this year. And he don't do much, you know. Dad's always been active out on the farm and down in the shop and whatnot. But, just took all his stamina, and he don't care too much about doing much anything.
Chronic illness is no fun at all. Well, what's on your agenda this afternoon? I think I heard you say you're going to get some lunch.
I'll visit with Mama today, but I guess I'll go tomorrow. I just don't deal with that traffic. I'm just not going to do it. So, probably go down in the shop, fiddle around a little bit. I've been down there working on a project last couple of days, and I got tools laying out, aluminum chips everywhere, you know, tools, cutter, so I gotta get that straightened up. I can't stick my shop messy like that, but, so, you know, you do what you gotta do. A clean shop is one that ain't doing nothing right.
I'm retired, so, supposedly I got all the time in the world to do whatever I want to do, but it don't seem to work that way. I'm having boat troubles with my mold pontoon boat, trying to get it ready for a trip and have the water pump replaced. Now I've got a gas line issue. It seems like if it ain't one thing, it's another, but that's kind of nature of boats and motorcycles and any kind of toys like that. My toys can be aggravating.
Yep. We got a couple of boats there at the house. Matter of fact, Dad just bought a new pontoon boat. And he hadn't even had it on water yet. He's had it for 2 or 3 months. I told him the other day, I said, how in the world you go buy a new boat and don't put it on the water? I just like to look at it.
That stuff out here, I think, is just big yard feeling better, and hopefully the